Okay? The theological word is regeneration. Or regeneration. It comes first. How many say regeneration comes first? Okay. Well, again, we got a problem here, right? We got half the church saying faith comes first, half the church saying regeneration comes first. Alright, let's see. Now, in regeneration, the effect, in effect is regeneration. What makes it effectual? What makes it effectual? Because now, you have to understand, we were spiritually dead. How much faith you got? You don't have faith. So the people who said, we don't have, and Jesus said, the first birth is from our sinful parents. It's a natural birth. We are birthed in the likeness of our mother and our father, right? We look at father. But the second birth, when we are born spiritually by the likeness of God's image. The first birth, but the second, that means we will die. But the second birth is we will never die, we will have eternal life. The first sinner, slaves to sin, the children of the wrath, we love the pleasures of sin. But holy, we hate sin, there will be a true change. Jesus, you know all that scripture, you know the scriptures, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is... Now, Jesus took this from the book of Ezekiel. It says, then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall from your and filthiness and from all your idols will cleanse. I, a new heart will also I give you, a new spirit I will give you, and I will take away the stony heart out of the flesh, and will give you a heart of flesh. My spirit within you, cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment. So by the grace of God, we are regenerated. It is Ezekiel's, I will do it. That means God is the one who will do it. Okay? God, he will light to us, light to our soul by the grace of God alone. That God is the one who will give us a new heart. This fleshly heart cannot serve God. All things. God will give us a new heart to serve Him. So, all born sinners. So, in regeneration, there is a change. The change is of the. There is a supernatural change. The real change happens. We hear the word of God. The word of God will change us. There is a power that can change the sinner into a saint. I give this example in the Philippines. And try this. Try. You can try this. If you see a barboy, take the barboy, go back, clean the barboy, bring him inside the house. Put shampoo and every good bag. Put some perfume on the pig and put a ribbon on the pig. You know, decorate the pig. Looks very nice. Put the pig in your bed and give up. But as soon as you open the door, the pig will run into the mud. That's his nature. That's his nature. So, God will change our nature. That is regeneration. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. And you had He quickened in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to His word, according to the prince of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. You walked when you became Christians in sinful nature. But verse 4 says, God who is rich in mercy. How much mercy do you deserve? Tell me how much mercy do you deserve from God? None even mercy. We don't deserve the least of God's mercy. Only God's judgment. So Ephesians, by God who is rich in mercy, for His great love, He loved us when we were, He quickened us with His grace. By grace you are saved, and He has raised up heavenly pages in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So regeneration is going to quicken us. It means the dead heart is going to become alive. It's spirit. Now, how does it happen? How does God do it? You don't know. It's just, you don't know where it's going to go, which way it's going to come. We don't know. It's only by the God does it, only by His sovereign will alone. Regeneration is by God alone. In Titus chapter 3 verse 4. Titus chapter 3 verse 4. And here it says, Titus 3, 4. But when the... And the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not righteousness, but what we have done, but according to His mercy, His regeneration, renewing of the Holy Spirit. So not, He didn't save us according to our... Absolutely not. So, give you a good scripture of regeneration. You heard the story of Lydia in 14. Acts chapter 16, 14. Lydia. Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us from the city of Thyatira, who worshipped God. Now remember, this is she worshipped God. What do you mean by that? She worship God. Jews worship God, not Christ Jesus. Okay? The Jews worship God too. The things spoken by Paul, that is regeneration. God is the one who opened the heart of Lydia so she can understand. So, regeneration is like the creation of the world. The world, in its creation, there was darkness. God created the heavens. 2 says the earth was without form, void, there was darkness, and the spirit of waters. Verse 3 says, God said, let there be, there was light. In the same way, regeneration, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 says, for God who commanded the light to darkness has shined in our hearts. Give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. God commanded the light in us when we were in darkness suddenly. And we came to the knowledge of God. And we change of God. No, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 says, God said, and in our image, according to our life. What do you mean by when it says, let us make man in our image? What does it mean? It means, if you go to a new commentary, you don't get a good meaning. Commentary, it says that God, the word image means a mirror. Alright? If you go in front of the mirror, you will not see a stranger, but you will see yourself. Okay, God made man in His image. That means we are a God to the world. That means we are going to mirror His knowledge, His holiness, His righteousness to the world. His like the meaning of image. God did not make animals but made man. Now go to Colossians chapter 3 verse 10. Oh, while you're turning, what happened to man? He sinned, right? He lost fellowship, spiritually dead, the image was mere, okay? It was shattered, right? But go to Colossians 3:10, your Bibles, go to Colossians 3:10. And verse 10, Apostle Paul said, and have put on the new man knowledge according to what? to the image of Him who created him. That image that was broken, that was shattered, now being renewed, are born again. Now we have a knowledge of God. You will not have a knowledge of your regenerator. Now we have a holiness of God. Ephesians 4:24 says, and that you have put on the new man, which was created according to righteousness and holiness. That's how God created Adam in the beginning. True righteousness, and that image was broken, was shattered. Now it has been restored back to the likeness, not according to our appearance. Of course, physically we are likeness, but spiritually we are in the likeness of God. Right? Apostle Peter says, 2 Corinthians, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, all things have become. 4 says, whereby are given into exceedingly great precious promises of divine nature. We are partakers of divine nature. That's what happens. In it, we become partakers of His divine nature. What a wonderful. So what happens to a man when he is regenerated? God opens the heart of the sinner, gives a new heart, new spirit. Oh my goodness, how deeply I have offended my God. Only after you are regenerated, you realize when the lights open, right? Suddenly, I'm a miserable sinner. I have sinned against God, just like the tax collector, and said, doesn't want even to look up to heavens and say, sinner, justified. And then we realize how deeply we have offended. Deep sins. God does repent. First, God regenerates. Then when the eyes are open, we see how deeply we have offended God. Then we will repent before God. Repentance is to have sorrows of your sins, to see that you have God and that you will turn away from sins. The Bible says of repentance, it is godly sorrow produces repentance. Ungodly man cannot repent. Godly sorrow. First you need to be regenerated. Then you will realize, you know how messed up our theology is, right? It's all backwards, right? I'm trying to put it in. So, ungodly man first needs to be born again by the Spirit. The spiritual birth is not ourselves. It is of God alone. Then we thirst for God. Just like the psalmist said, one thing I have, I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of His temple. Ungodly man cannot do that. A godly man can say that. Then, what about inviting people to Jesus? We are responsible to invite sinners to the cross. We don't know who is going to be saved. Only God knows. We need to preach the gospel. As Christians, preach the gospel to all the families of the earth, and for them to come and fall at the feet of our beloved Savior. We cannot save any, twist people's arms for them to come to Christ. I cannot do that. Only God can do that. You know, we cannot do anything. Land, bend, jump on the ceiling, do everything, all kinds of gymnastics. Of course, people will laugh and clap, but their souls are not changed. We as Christians, only the gospel can change people.
Amen.
And we are called to preach the gospel and the love. People should see the power of the power.